Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Here I am, back in Ireland. I'm at St. James's Gate Brewery for the first time in my life, about the only thing Dublin I've ever been to. And here's this miniature train they used to use to transport various things around St. James's Gate Brewery, not least the casks, the yeast, the water, everything they had to mix together, the hops. So hops, yeast, water, and I don't know, what was the fourth ingredient making it on this site since 1759 when Arthur Guinness signed, was it a 9,000 year lease? Some of the descendants of the one of the those who co-signed the lease are still working here today. So they brew it, they certainly used to brew it in London, Nigeria, United States, I can't think what else. So part of this on the ground floor, well actually you can see a bit of the glass, is shaped like a pint glass, will be the biggest pint glass in the world. There is a small matter of the fact it's not continuous glass. You see glass down by the table level, glass up above head level. But yeah, it's with bits missing, but it would be a glass if it were a vessel, if it were watertight, it could contain 14.3 million pints. But a few slight problems with that. Anyway, so that's it. Trying to make it a little bit interactive, this model of the whole thing here. And it's beside the River Liffey. We're just south of the Liffey. I remember the late Gay Byrne, who was the voice of Ireland, you know, an announcer on Radio Éireann, then Radio Television Éireann, from the late 50s. He retired completely about 10 years ago, died in COVID. And he was born at the Liberties of Dublin, not far away. And his father worked here after the First World War, because the Guinness family, they were unionists, they were loyal to the government and supported the armed forces. They had a policy of employing men who'd served in the British Army and the Royal Navy, as his father done in the First World War. And all the employees got a free pint every day. So drays were used to take the beer around, as in pulling carts full of casks. Apparently casks and barrels are not quite the same thing. They had their own coopers as a closed trade, passing down from father to son. So they explain how it's fermented and all the rest of it, and what they do with the yeast. I can never quite understand the process. I find it tedious, to be frank. But anyway, there's a restaurant level, and you get a free pint as part of it. It's tasting. They taste at 10 a.m. exactly every morning, and all the rest of it. Okay, so they used to transport by barge up and down the Liffey, but the Liffey's very shallow. So I suppose the barges don't need to draw that much water. And then they had the toucan and the slogan, Guinness is good for you. They're not allowed to say that anymore. But one of Ireland's iconic exports, said to be good for nursing mothers. Obviously, porter makes you very portly. So very fattening. Or I can't remember who said it turns your poo to treacle. Well, so no constipation. So they it's not the actual site where they brew it anymore. It was just beside it, just across the street. So one of Ireland's best known exports. I didn't even like it that much myself. A slightly burnt taste, roasting the barley at 230 degrees Celsius. Okay, that's enough for the moment.